Chicago Cubs postgame show on the station that knows the Cubs the best.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
How's it sound, Cubs fans? Up 2-0 in the NLDS.
Say it loud, say it proud. Three-peat, three-peat. I'm not about 11. I'm not about down to 9. I'm thinking about 33, and we're at 31. That's how I feel tonight, Adam Hogue. That's how I feel tonight.
Wow, someone came around.
Well, of course.
You're Mr. Negative.
Yes, I like to throw the terror out there, and then I like to feel really good. I mean, hey, you can't help, but even the most nervous Nelly around the San Francisco Giants. And by the way, there's still reasons to be nervous. Madison Bumgarner is the best postseason pitcher in the last decade plus 20 years, whatever you want to throw out there.
Whatever.
Right. Well, he's coming up in game 3, and Matt Moore is a capable pitcher in game 4. And then, you know, game 5, anybody's nervous. But up 2-0? Are you kidding me? That's so good. This is so good. It is so good.
That's the very excited Mark Carmen. My name is Adam Hogue. We're here with you till midnight. True Blue Playoff Plus, presented to you by Wintrust, the home of Cubs checking. We'll take your phone calls, 312-981-7200. We'll hear from Joe Maddon, the Cubs manager. Let's start with what has to be the story of the night, and that's Kyle Hendricks leaving this game in the fourth inning. He takes a liner from Pagan off his right forearm. They're calling it a right forearm contusion. Basically, it's all good news, guys. I mean, other than the fact that he's going to have a little bit of a bruise on his throwing arm, which is something. X-rays were negative. Kyle Hendricks said after the game, he's fine. 100% he's going to pitch in the playoffs again. And so I'm going to take a positive spin to this right away. Last night, you win. John Lester only threw 86 pitches. Tonight, you win. Kyle Hendricks only threw 52 pitches. I still think the most important thing for the Cubs throughout the playoffs, if they're going to sustain this all the way, is they have to keep their starting pitching fresh. They cannot get tired. That what they did in the regular season helped them come into the playoffs fresh. Now they're keeping it fresh.
Yeah, listen, Lester was phenomenal last night, and you're right. I mean, 52 pitches for Hendricks, that's nothing. The other positive from tonight is, you know, you want to get guys acclimated to the playoffs, right? Travis Wood, an inning in the third, hit a home run, struck out 2, gave up nothing. Carl Edwards Jr., 1 inning, 1 hit, didn't give up anything. Mike Montgomery, 1 1/3, 1 hit, gave up nothing. Hector Rondon, miracle happens. All of a sudden looks solid, 2/3 of an inning, gave up zip, and then Aroldis with his second save. So your whole bullpen has now been acclimated to the playoffs, get the old toe in the water, and Hendricks, you know, your initial thought is, did you just break your arm? Are you out for the playoffs? I'll be honest. My thought was, can they survive without Kyle Hendricks and still win the World Series? I think they actually could.
Probably.
But you know, you don't want to lose the NL.
Well, no one thought Kyle Hendricks was going to be this good to begin with when the season started and everyone was thinking World Series.
Right.
So, you could survive it.
It would be survivable and make it harder, but it looks like he'll be fine. And when you look at if things go as planned and you get you get game 3 or 4 in San Francisco, Kyle Hendricks is not pitching again for 8 days. You would think that after 8 days with treatment, the guy should be fine. And even if he doesn't pitch game 2, that he pitches game 4, you could slide people around. It should be okay.
It should be okay. And, because you can go with you're probably going to go with the same lineup in the same rotation in the next round.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we got to throw a little bit of Cub fan-ness out there. I mean, 1984, they're up 2-0. They went out to San Diego and lost. So there was also this thing in 2003. They're up 3-1.
Line it up for the NLCS.
So you think they're going to sweep them on Monday night?
I said that yesterday before the game won. Sweep.
3-1-2.
That's with Baumgartner pitching game 3. You got Jake Arrieta out there. He's going to be fine.
312-981-7200. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Come on, look how...
Who wants to say sweep? Who's saying sweep?
Okay, let's say they lose game 3, which is certainly possible. One of the best pitchers in postseason history is going up against Arrieta. Just look at what we've seen the last 2 nights. There's one offense that is so much better than what the Giants are trotting out there. Once again, Connor Gillespie leaves 3 guys on base tonight. Okay, why is Connor Gillespie ever playing in the playoffs? And yes, I realize he had that huge home run the other day.
I agree.
One of the freakiest home runs of all time.
First of all, he doesn't know how to spell his name. Connor is with two N's, and Gillespie is spelled with an E, not an A. So how he ever made it anywhere in life is fascinating to me.
It just isn't a lineup that scares me. I'm sorry. And so
I agree.
Maybe the Cubs lose game three, but I just...
And maybe they don't. Maybe Jake Arrieta is incredible, and maybe they're just rested, right?
Yeah. Well, because you look, that means they're going to have to beat Arrieta, Lackey,
and Lester.
Yep.
Listen, they are.
How many times have the Cubs lose three straight games all
season? They haven't lost three straight since the first half of the year. It's been
okay.
Right.
I rest my case.
Yeah. No. Listen, this is it feels different. It's. I thought the tone was set tonight. The first at bat, Dexter Fowler takes the first two pitches. He's down 0-2, and then 1-2, 2-2, 3-2, foul ball, rip shot off the right center field wall. I mean, that's the way you started the game. And then Brian and Rizzo don't come through, but here's gritty, crafty Ben Zobrist flaring one down the right field line. The exact reason why you got a guy like that is not going to overswing come playoff time, and you're up 1-0. Then you get 3 in the second, and Jeff Samardzija doesn't make it into the third inning.
I just love that your pitchers had 3 of the 5 RBIs.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I mean, the Cubs pitchers had 3 RBIs. The Giants scored 2 runs.
All right, you want a negative?
Sure.
I got a couple negatives. Rizzo 0-4. Russell 0-4. Those two guys don't have a hit through the first two games.
Yep, that's true.
Not the end of the world, but slightly concerning.
No, but Jason Hayward got a hit tonight, and he actually had another ball hard too. So that was a positive.
What did I tell you about that guy? He's going to come around.
He's coming around.
Don't. All right, we have a lot to cram into what is now 45 minutes. Let's talk about Javi Baez, because once again, a lot of good. Those baseball instincts on display, but. When things offend my baseball sensibilities,
yeah.
I have to go after a guy. I don't care how good he's been through the first two games. He's probably been the MVP through the first two games. Javi Baez?
Absolutely.
He's got to be, right?
He certainly was last night, and he was great again tonight, even though...
Right.
And by the way, he was safe at second. I don't care what the replay
showed. Okay, well, we're going to get to that after the break. But let's start with the fact that he doesn't run out of the box in the sixth inning. He thinks he has a bomb. I didn't even really realize that he did the same thing last night.
Well, last night's ball should have been down Kenmore Avenue. But...
Well, absolutely, but you got to know the conditions, man. Nothing's safe when that wind's coming in, and it was blowing in. Once again, the weather was a little bit cooler tonight. You were out there.
I can't defend him. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You got to run.
You're right.
He didn't run.
You're right.
Now, it helped a little bit that it hit the wall part where one of the ads is instead of the ivy. If it hits the ivy, it falls dead. He's safe easily at second. But that's not what happened.
I mean, he was safe easily. He just overslid the bag.
Yes. What happens when you overslide the bag and you get tagged out? You're out.
I mean,
How can you even argue against this? Well, let's get to that in a second, though, because Bob Costas had some thoughts, and I do want to discuss that part of this play. But let's just start with Javi Baez not running out of the box, and that's why he was out at second. Now I want to fast forward to the eighth, because Baez. On both his home run last night and on that one tonight in the sixth that he clearly thought was out, kind of posed, right? Kind of posed, stood there. You could say it's showboating. I never have a problem with it. I love the bat flips, whatever you want to do. But the Giants, I think, took exception.
Oh, they threw at him. There's no
Strickland
doubt.
Strickland threw at Baez in the eighth.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any question about it. But come on, man. Don't you think he learned his lesson because he got thrown out a second? Do you really need to throw at him in that situation?
Well, you know, when you pose on a game winner and then there's nobody on in the eighth and you're down by 3 runs and you're getting sick of the Javi Baez act, it doesn't surprise me that happened. And
it doesn't surprise me either, but my point is, if you're the Giants, don't you go, all right, well, he learned his lesson there because he got thrown out a second. Do we really need to throw at him and potentially put a guy on when you don't want to give the Cubs an insurance run in that situation? And that's what they would have done. It's the eighth inning.
That's fair, too. Listen, I think that they wanted to send Javi a message and make it a little bit more uncomfortable for Javi standing in the batter's box, which the rest of that at bat, I mean, curveball buckled his knees and landed right over the heart of the plate, strike 3, looking, you know, the whole deal. So I think it actually helped there. But Javi's a guy who plays with a ton of flair. I don't think it's going to stop. How about Wilson Contreras, by the way, behind the plate tonight with a couple of hits? Another young guy with some confidence, not Javi level cockiness, but still a pretty...
But two singles for him and a run.
Yeah, and hit the ball super hard. I mean, these weren't like the balls just landing. I mean, he was smoking the baseball tonight. So, I think you're right. They threw it heavy. I think that they, you know, did they have to do it? It's the whole baseball... That's what happens.
It gets weird.
They get a little, and
you have,
little sensitivity.
And you have old-time play-by-play guys like Bob Costas complaining about the specifics of replay, which we will get to when we come back here.
I'm curious if people feel like I guess we do right now, that it just feels different. There's something...
It's confidence.
There's something going on that I don't think Cub fans have ever felt before. As great as it was when things were rolling in 84... And as great as it was for a moment in 2003 with enrolling, this just feels...
Were you ever this confident in 03?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
When they were up 3-1 on the Marlins, I thought that series was over, 100%.
Okay, so then so then this has happened before.
Yeah, but this is a different feel. I can't quite put my finger on it. Like, I thought they were up 3-1. I thought they were going to beat the Florida Marlins. Now the Miami Marlins. But this is like, we're just better than you.
Right, which is what I've been trying to tell you all season.
Well, and I've said, right, but it's like they're immune to Cubsness. Like, it's just, and I hate saying, I mean, I'm sitting there in the stands tonight, you know, going around, getting the feel, talking to, I met a ton of people, promoted the show, hopefully a bunch of new listeners tonight, or...
312-981-7200.
Right.
Give us a call. Text us.
Talk to Vince. Talk to a guy from Buffalo. Talk to a guy from San Francisco. Apologize that I'm forgetting the names. I mean, it's all over the place. But, I mean, people are, like, willingly talking about, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to sell my World Series tickets. I think I might keep them. I might sell them. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I mean, that's the kind of conversations that are going on all over the place right now. It's not even about, are they going to survive this series? It's about, well... Can't really make plans at the end of the month because, you know, the World Series is most likely going to be here, and I can't be, like, planning on going out of town. There's something going on right now that I can't ever remember happening.
You haven't been planning that all year? You should have been.
thank you.
Well,
I like.
Speaking of the pennant, the push for the pennant, count on your Cubs TV station, WGN, for complete news and sports coverage throughout the playoffs. Watch WGN TV for everything Cubs this October. We'll get to your phone calls, 312-981-7200. We'll hear from Joe Maddon. When we come back, though, I tease that stuff from Bob Costas, which you didn't hear because you were at the game. I want to see if you actually agree with him. Because
okay.
It has to do with that bias slide at second where they reviewed the play and then called him out. This is True Blue Playoff Plus here on 720 WGN.
He's out. He's out because he came off the bag for a millisecond. Technically, it's the right ruling because the rule is in place. But this has nothing to do with why replay was instituted. It had nothing to do with correcting a play like that. There's really nothing to correct.
Yeah, and in this case, this was just a combination of, again, getting there late, sliding in head first, popping into panic, and then panic doing the right thing by holding the tag. That'll turn into a single now.
Yep. Well, this was an inning that contained a couple of things that kind of get under your skin. Love Javier Baez, but you got to run. Instant replay makes sense. But not for calls like that. In any case, inning over.
I love him, Hogue.
First of all, he's contradicting himself there.
In what way?
Well, if you're going to get all baseball-y and talk about the letter of the baseball law, for lack of a better term.
Neighborhood
then
play.
Then doesn't Baez deserve to be called out for not running out of the box? Shouldn't he be punished by the baseball gods? For not running out of the box?
I don't know if you can tie those two together.
He did.
He's right that he should have ran out of the box, but he's also right that, look, neighborhood play's been going on since the beginning of baseball. Whether you touch the bag or not.
That's not the neighborhood play.
It's the neighborhood.
The neighborhood play's on double plays.
If you blatantly...
Which they eliminated that, too.
Are you a spirit of the law guy or a letter of the law guy?
If you're going to have instant replay in baseball, guy, you have to use, you can't, are you telling me Bruce Bochy looks at this and says, oh, he's off the base. We tagged him out. We gotta challenge this, all right? He's just doing his job. You're telling me that the fine folks back in New York in the MLB Replay Center are supposed to look at that play and go, well, that's not why we instituted a replay to begin with, so let's just keep it with the wrong call.
No, they're supposed to look at him like, dude, he beat the tag by 5 minutes. He's safe. Done.
How does that make any sense?
He slid. His hand had the bag. It's really not even clear if a little part of his thigh was also on the bag, too.
It's clear.
It
was clear
when
you saw the
replay. They had to illuminate part of it to show you. I get what Costas is talking about. Because if you do that, then see, this is where your footballness comes in. Because then you do that, then we're going to start, is he down? Is he not down? It's going to take forever. It already takes forever for a baseball game, period. Did the ball go over the wall or no? That's what it's there for. Did he beat the throw at first? Yes or no? Was he?
Well, so are you arguing that they should get rid of replay on tag plays at second base? Because you can't have it both ways. If you're going to have replay for tags at second base, then that's going to be part of the replay.
I'm going to...
If a guy slides off the bag and gets tagged and the umpire didn't see it, they're going to challenge it and call him out.
Well, see, maybe I just have a greater understanding of... it's not understanding. It's a greater hope in humanity where they can actually make when to apply the rule and when not to. I think the spirit of the law, if you're a professional major league umpire, you should understand it. And in that situation, he beat the throw. He's hovering over the bag. I mean, come on. He's safe all day.
Except for the moment where he wasn't safe.
Yes.
And they correctly called him out. As Bob Costas said, there's nothing to correct.
I mean, I don't have a lot.
Well, except for the wrong call.
For the record.
Other than that, yeah, there's nothing to correct.
For the record, I have no anger on this. They won the game. It's all that matters. And Javi Baez needs to run out of the box. And there's great.
It wasn't just that he didn't run out of the box. He had his head down. He wasn't even looking at the ball. It's one thing to be jogging out of the box, admiring your majestic shot to left field. He wasn't even looking at the ball. He didn't know for a moment that it wasn't even going to go out.
847 texting in 312-981-7200. It's time for Baez, spelled B-A-Z, but okay, that's fine. B-A-Z to grab some bench. Our Cubs hustle every play.
Well, that's a dumb text because if you have him on the bench the last 2 days, I don't know that you're up to nothing in this series.
Yeah, I mean, did you want him on the bench yesterday in the eighth inning when he saved your ass? when he hit one into the night? Listen, you take the good with the bad here. And
hopefully he learned his lesson tonight.
And again, like, he was safe. And the only problem that I had with that slide, dude, you're going to break your thumb. Just slide.
Well, that's the other thing. He put himself in a very bad position where he could have potentially been out for the rest of the playoffs because he didn't hustle out of the box.
Yeah, and by the way, at the beginning of the year, he slid into first base and did sprain his thumb and did start the season on the DL. Javi, hello. Don't do that. We can't have it.
I thought that's exactly what happened, by the way.
I
thought he broke something.
Yeah, he's sitting there laying all over it, and I'm like, okay, he's not getting up. You need to come out. Because for a while there, the Cubs training staff in the dugout were just sitting there kind of looking out at him like, oh, okay, we got to go see if Javi's all right. And then, of course, he was, and he was smiling. But that part of it, dude, feet first.
630 wondering what the JF16 on Chapman's, Aroldis Chapman's hat is for. That's for Jose Fernandez, fellow Cuban there.
Yeah, yeah.
Seen a lot of that around baseball, and it's good to see. Man, I didn't get a chance to even talk about that when that happened, but that was very sad.
It was, and
incredibly sad.
It's amazing how life can spin. Enjoy every moment and make wise decisions. And rest in peace to Jose Fernandez.
Be smart on the water. Seriously, say that all the time. I mean, I know it's October here in Chicago, so you don't have to worry about that much anymore. But be careful out there.
On the water, on the road, don't text and drive. You're putting yourself in harm's way. I'm talking to myself right now, partially. Also, Mark. That's why I should just keep my phone in the trunk when I'm driving, because I have full phone addiction.
Kevin Powell is out at the ballpark. We will check in with him after the news. We'll also hear a little bit from Joe Maddon before we got out of here and listen and take your phone calls. 312-981-7200. It's True Blue Playoff Plus here on 720 WGN. Well, as we kind of thought, the Cubs took care of Jeff Samardzija early. Just two innings pitched. for the former Cub, the shortest outing of Jeff Samardzija's career tonight. Fortunately, Kyle Hendricks was knocked out early as well, but for different reasons, because he took a liner off his pitching arm. The Cubs were careful, and the early news is that everything's going to be okay. Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen here with you. This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN, taking you to midnight here as the Cubs are up 2-0 in the NLDS. We go out to the ballpark right now, bringing our baseball reporter, Kevin Powell. What's up, KP?
What's up, boys? How we doing?
How is Kyle Hendricks doing, more importantly?
He's fine. I mean, that's pretty much what he said when we asked him. He says the arm feels pretty good right now. Sort of just a precautionary thing. He said, you know, when he did throw the ball a couple times after, it wasn't really feeling right. So there really was no need to, you know, make it any worse. So that was the decision made by he and Joe Maddon, and the bullpen absolutely stepped up for them tonight.
So, Powell, I got beef with you. At KPowell720 on Twitter. Third time a Cubs pitcher has hit a homer in the postseason. Travis Wood tonight. Kerry Wood back in 2003. And then Rick Sutcliffe in 84. And then Kevin Powell retweets Kevin Powell and says, the Cubs did not win the World Series when the two other pitchers did it. Hashtag just saying. I thought that that was unnecessary. I thought it was uncomfortable, and I'd like you to explain yourself, please.
It was more of me just entertaining myself. I had a feeling it could sit the wrong way with some people, such as yourself, the diehard Cubs fans. But I was just throwing it out there, Carm.
Because I believe we call that trolling.
That is the definition of trolling right there. I don't know. Everybody points to, past mishaps that may have happened within the Cubs organization and on the playing field. So I just wanted to throw that out there for keeping tabs on all the wild adventures of the Chicago Cubs. I figured I'd just, you know, put that out there for everybody.
Right. I mean, here we all are trying to enjoy a baseball game. The Cubs about to go up 2-0, and then Powell's referencing the fact that the last time the Cubs hit homers in the postseason, they went on to lose. And that negative energy could take down a city, Kevin Powell.
It was just me pointing it out, Carm. Wasn't any sort of negative attack at anybody. Just pointing it out. Just leaving it out there for everybody, Carm.
Hashtag just saying.
That's right. He's Kevin Powell out at Wrigley Field right now. Follow him on Twitter at KPowell720. He's going to be covering the Cubs all throughout the playoffs. So I think the other big thing we got to get from you in the locker room reaction is Javi Baez, who mostly good. I mean, really good, probably the MVP through the first two games, but I think he really dodged a bullet in the sixth inning, not running out of the box, putting his head down, not even watching the flight of the ball. It falls short. He puts himself in harm's way at second base with a tough slide that really he could have hurt himself, could have broken a bone, and he learns a lesson because after the replay he gets called out. So what was his reaction and explanation for all that?
Well, Joe Maddon actually was praising him right off the bat. He only said good things about it. He says he loves the way Baez plays the game. He runs the bases hard and things like that. But, what we've seen with Baez is sort of the classic, a ton of talent. I mean, he should be on the field as often as possible. I was saying this before when people were trying to tinker around and see what the lineup should be for Joe Maddon. Get Javi Baez on the field because he has a ton of talent. He can play some solid defense. He runs the bases hard. He can hit the ball, obviously. But we've sort of seen it all season that he does have the young, inexperienced, boneheaded moments. And I think he'll learn from that. But Joe Maddon was fine with it. I mean, he didn't say anything negative about it, and he appreciates the way Baez plays the game. So I don't think that's going to hinder any sort of playing time or anything like that for him. And Maddon appreciates that sort of intensity that he brings. He says the same thing about Wilson Contreras. They're sort of the same players. They're both kind of learning along the way. But I think that's what makes this team so fun to watch, that it really is a perfect blend of the veteran guys like Ross and Lackey and Lester that have been there, and then you have your Rizzo and Bryant, and then you have the young guys that have just so much raw talent, and they're sort of learning along the way, but you can rest assured that those veteran guys are teaching them, and Joe Maddon loves that. He loves being the teacher and kind of being able to sculpt the guys, you know, the way he wants and teach them within these moments. So it's sort of a perfect blend what this team has going right now.
I think you're hitting on a great point here, Kevin, because a lot of Cub fans might be worried that, or at least some Cub fans might be worried that, oh no, something terrible is going to happen. They're going to go out to San Francisco and perhaps be, you know, a little full of themselves, up 2-0, the whole World Series in the bag thing. This team's going to go out there and I think give a ton of respect to the San Francisco Giants and realize what they're up against.
Well, you know, most importantly, the starting pitcher is.
Yeah, right.
Jake Arrieta is probably in his head upset that he's not, that he didn't pitch game one or two. So he's going to bring everything he has game three.
Well, Arrieta's been, he's been like
salty,
on edge all season. So laser focused. And yeah, in the past week or so, he's raised that even more. I mean, he's like, what did you say about Bumgarner? He goes, he's beatable. Just sort of shrugged off questions from reporters about Bumgarner. And when they asked him, does he have a preference, who they want to play, I think you guys may have seen his response was, who gives an ass? He doesn't care. I mean, the guy's a competitor. I love watching him pitch. I still think, although he is third in line here in the playoff rotation, I think Madden had it right in the order he put it. But I still think when Jake Arrieta is on, when Jake Arrieta is Jake Arrieta of dominance, I think he's the best pitcher on the team. I think he's maybe the best pitcher in baseball. The problem is all season he's sort of been erratic, up and down. So if you get good Jake Arrieta Monday, you get good Madison Bumgarner on Monday.
It's gonna be awesome.
I can't wait for this pitching matchup. I mean, both guys are super intense. Bumgarner's crazy too.
Gonna be unbelievable. You're heading out there, Kevin. So will, when we talk to you late Monday night, will we be talking about a Cubs sweep?
So you're asking for prediction right now.
Yep.
I would say I just really don't see the Giants going home without at least one win. I mean, they have Bumgarner. They've come back from 0-2 before and won a series. I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but I got a feeling back at home that this team's been here, done that. Bumgarner, unless Arrieta is just absolutely dominant, and this Giants offense has struggled a little bit, so that could happen. But it's hard to imagine the Giants not getting one, especially with Bumgarner on the mound at home. So maybe game four is when I'm feeling the clincher there.
One more, Kevin, before we let you go. Was there any reaction to what I thought was clearly Hunter Strickland throwing a Javi Baez in the eighth inning?
Oh, that wasn't even brought up. No, there wasn't much comment on that, to be honest. Nobody really talked about that. So I'll try to dig into that a little more, though. Maybe I'll stir things up a little bit, bring more excitement to game three for you, Adam.
Well, I just thought that it was pretty obvious watching on TV, and based on Javi's reaction and also some of they flashed the camera to the dugout, and there were some guys in there that were moving around. I think everyone understood it was a purpose pitch.
I miss some stuff when you're actually at the game. Sometimes
I understand that
things when you're watching on TV. Plus, the press box is so filled that some of the media gets shushed down the upper deck to the top corner, and they just section off like the upper deck for the media. So I was sitting outside today, braving through this weather. You can feel for me, just battling through, pure grit out there. Sitting through this difficult, cold weather with the wind in my face, watching with the common fan out there. I was out there for you guys. I knew you needed the details, and I battled through a hard 9 innings for you.
That was really an amazingly impressive performance. And when you do touch down,
I don't know how I survived.
It was amazing. I think there should be a camera crew following you, actually, detailing every every moment the wind kicks up. Hey, when you land in San Francisco, follow Hogue's orders and hunt down Hunter Strickland and go ahead and just, you know, put him up against the locker and be like, dude, what's up with you?
Yeah.
That's the move.
I absolutely will. I will send you a note, Adam, when I get the answer from Hunter Strickland.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's just tremendous reporting by you, Kevin. All right. Safe trip out to San Francisco. We'll talk to you on Monday night.
Thanks, fellas. I'll see you.
All right. Kevin Powell, who is headed to San Francisco for game three. We'll be back here on Monday night.
Late night Monday. We'll jump on whenever that ball game is over and hang, maybe Patty will hang around too. I don't know exactly what the entire plan is, but we'll be here hopefully talking about the Cubs punching their ticket to the National League Championship Series. And perhaps, I'm going to guess it's the Dodgers, but and there was a rainout in that
we'll
series
see.
Today.
So. Yeah, they've only played one game
right
so far. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Blue Jays have played three, and they'll be playing four tomorrow, and the Dodgers and Nationals have still only played one.
That
what? Why are you looking at me confused?
Nah, I'm just a little bit confused about that.
The Blue Jays had a National League wild card game to play. American League.
The wild card game. Okay, because there's two games to none in the series. I got a little confused there for a second.
The Giants played 3-2 now.
Right. Okay, I got you. I got you. I feel you.
True Blue Playoff Plus. It's what you got here till midnight on 720 WGN. I do want to get you at least at a minimum what Joe Maddon had to say about Kyle Hendricks and the injury after the game. We'll do that next. Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen here with you. Cubs win 5-2. They're up 2-0 in the NLDS. Got a lot to squeeze in here in our final segment. Want to hear from the manager, Joe Maddon. This is after the game, starting with what happened with Kyle Hendricks tonight.
Joe, you guys took a long look at Kyle after he got hit. What was the conversation like, and is he going to be okay?
He's fine. I mean, in that particular moment, a guy gets hit in the arm, and then he throws that first pitch and really yanks it. So I was concerned when I saw that. And my message to him was, okay, even if you could finish this inning, more than likely, you're going to go in, sit down, it's going to swell up, we got to get ice on it, you're probably not going back out the next inning anyhow. So why mess with it right now? Why make him throw more pitches? That was the message. He knew he wasn't right. He knew it was going to get sore, so that's what we did. Apparently there's nothing wrong as we know it right now. I don't know how long it's going to take for him to be well again to be able to pitch, but he's fine.
Very
Joe,
bizarre.
Let's leave it there.
A little play-by-play. So there's Joe Maddon. Hey, can I get one thing on my chest before we get out of here?
Yeah, is this about the fans?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I'll set this up real quick. You tweeted this last night. You were at both games.
I was.
In the stands.
I was.
You tweeted this last night.
I have high expectations.
I took note of it. We didn't bring it up when we talked to you after game one last night. But you're texting about it early tonight. And then I think, did you tweet about it again?
I did.
Okay. Get it off your chest.
So I have high expectations. I'd like to see the ballpark be an intimidating place to play. In my experience, and we have a couple minutes here, 312-981-7200, my experience is that the park is mediocre at best right now. Cub fans like to go nuts when something good happens. Kyle Hendricks hits a two-run single. Everybody gets on their feet. Game starts tonight. First batter of the game, Denard Span, two strikes on him, nothing. Sitting there, I don't even know what's going on. It's like, have we won seven World Series and we're just bored? Are we the Atlanta Braves fans here? I don't get it. The atmosphere in the park, it needs a boost. It just does. I'm sorry. You know, to me, it's like somebody who's like sitting there in like the last row of the upper deck in the corner, be like, this is a great seat. No, it isn't. You're in the last row of the upper deck in the corner. It's cool that you're in the park, but it's not a great seat, okay? And the atmosphere in the park right now is closer to dead than amazing. If dead was on the left and amazing was on the right, I'm sorry, I'm closer to dead. Come on, man. This is the NLDS. You headed to the NLCS. Let's get some intensity. Let's make it an intimidating place to be. It's just not right now. I'm sorry.
And
that's my opinion.
There's pretty much been nothing but good in these first two games. I mean, there's not really an excuse. It's not like they were down 3-0 at any point. And like, that takes...
Right. I just don't get it. Like, what are y'all doing?
That's a good point. I mean, look, I've been to five or six playoff games in my life. I mean, we don't get them here in Chicago very often. But I'm thinking, I went in 03, game 7. That was lights out from start to finish, at least. It got kind of dead when they went down. But after Kerry Wood hit the home run, it was pretty awesome. You know, game 2 of the World Series in 05. I mean, I remember being on my feet that entire game. Yeah. I don't know about you, but and then the one-game playoff in 08 where Jim Thome hits the home run against the Twins. That game, I think I stood the entire game. I don't think people were sitting.
Well, and see, that's another thing. You know what the White Sox used to do that was super cool? When they came out to start the game and everybody went out by position and they had the intro, the place was going crazy.
Yeah.
When the Cubs took the field tonight, you're Chicago Cubs. It was like, I mean, it was nothing.
Let's talk to Kenny here. He was out at the ballpark tonight, 312-981-7200. What's up, Kenny?
Yeah, both Adam and Mark, I'd have to agree with Mark because I was at last night's game and tonight's game, and I just think the crowd just wasn't into it like I anticipated. I figured I'd be standing on my feet practically both last night and tonight. And, yeah, sure, we rose to our feet at times, and just not like it, I think, used to be, you know, in other playoff situations. Not that there have been that many. But I really think that the crowd just wasn't into it. And I, like, by myself, amongst 42,000 people, you know, I'm not saying I'm the only one, but I was trying to get the crowd into it. I was trying to yell, Cueto, Cueto, like, you know, I think it was last year in the World Series, you know, that when they were playing the Mets. But, yeah, it's just not the same. I thought it'd be better.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Appreciate you.
Okay.
You're the best. We're up against the clock here, but
what was it like last year? Because you were at the games against the Mets last year.
In the Cardinals, the Mets series is harder because they were down and it was depressing, and they came back down two games to none. So I minorly got that, but in the Cardinals series last year, he's talking about Cueto. They were screaming at Lackey. Those chants were coming down, and there was. I mean, I don't know. They were hitting a bunch of home runs. Maybe that helped. But it's like they were just, DS, no biggie. I don't get it.
And another game that just popped in my head, I was at the 98 one-game playoff between the Giants and the Cubs. That was electric.
Yeah, it
the
was
whole
a
night.
Tremendous atmosphere.
So and here's, you know, I think this is a fair point from the 3-1-2. This is the 8-1-5. I don't think the true Cubs fans are there. The price of those tickets are dictating the type of people that are there. Do you agree with that?
That's part of it.
To some extent.
That's part of that. But listen, in the playoffs in the past, it's been expensive too. And it's true. The real fan does get priced out. And, you know, at games both nights, tonight was louder, says the 3-1-2.
You should be riding on every pitch. Now, unless it's a blowout. But last night was a 0-0 game till the eighth inning.
Right. And listen, if there's two strikes on the batter and he's a San Francisco Giant, you're on your feet. It's the playoffs. What are you doing? You just spent a mint to either get in there or you didn't sell your ticket to be there. Let's go. It doesn't have to be all about the money. Can we get one more in here before we get to Carl and Mark? Let's say Ricky. I want to hear what Ricky says. Ricky, you're on WGN.
Hello?
What's up, Ricky? What do you got?
Yeah, I completely disagree with you guys. I think you can't live on every pitch.
Why not?
Because you can't. I mean, we're as hyped as we are because we're in the playoffs and everything, but there's no reason every pitch. I mean, we live by the situations. We live by who's batting. We live by the score. There's no way that you can be diehard every pitch. You can't compare us to the White Sox when you guys are saying in 2008 and 2005. You can't.
Okay.
Because Ricky, that's who we are.
Ricky, I got higher expectations for you.
Yeah, we got to go.
No, do we really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can we just talk to Derek? One more. Give me one more. One more.
Derek, what's up?
There's fans out there, man.
What's that, Derek?
All the fans are in the bars, huh?
What's that?
All the fans are in the bars. If you go to the bars are going crazy. I had three tickets. I gave them to clients because I can get that contract. The tickets are too high and they're too valuable. You give them away to your best clients and people like that.
Derek, buy
I think there's something to be said for that.
Derek, buy a standing room ticket and get in there. We need you in the park. I need more Derek and less whoever was in there tonight.
All right.
And I need you in the park too.
I'd love to go. I'll be there. I was there in game 7 in 03. I went crazy. I cut my hand on the fence along Sheffield when Kerry Wood hit the home run. How could you not? You love baseball. You get excited for those moments. Even though I'm not invested in the Cubs, that's what happens.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Did you hear what that guy just said, Ricky? We can't be in it to it on every pitch?
That was dumb.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry, Ricky. That's bad. You should be. Oh, you absolutely should be in every pitch.
I can't do that.
It's true blue, playoff plus.
We've won 10 World Series in a row. Can't do that.
720 WGN.